I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A two-year-long dispute over how to do beach replenishment has been settled. The feds overruled their own fish and wildlife officials and sided with locals with the help of their congressmen. The story from KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
The Interior Secretary, after meeting with Jeff Van Drew and local mayors last week, bypassed the Fish and Wildlife Service ban on using federal money to take dredge spoils out of Herford's Inlet to supplant beaches in North Wildwood, Avalon, and Stone Harbor. The ban added $6 million to the bill that locals like Avalon Mayor Marty Palugi couldn't afford.
These three communities are not going to be rolled anymore by low-level management from U.S. Fish and Wildlife that make decisions on ego instead of science.
Some suggest the timing of the change is ironic, given Van Drew's vote in the House against an impeachment inquiry.
To think that I would actually vote a certain way on an issue that is as serious as this, and quite frankly, go through the process that I did to make that decision for some sand, is just absurd.
Fish and Wildlife was bypassed in 2012 in the Obama administration over the same issue. If there's a court challenge, local officials insist they're ready for a fight. In North Wildwood, David Madden, KYW News Radio.